Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Wednesday and it is the Thanksgiving Eve here in the United States, which has a lot of mixed meanings in our native people's culture. They're not a big fan of the whole purpose of our celebrating Thanksgiving, and I think as white people I need to acknowledge that it's not always a holiday for everyone, especially our sisters and brothers that are spending time out in the elements upstanding for the Standing Rock people, Standing Rock fighting against the pipeline, and all of those protesters who are spending, I have friends that have driven across country to be there in solidarity this week. And it's horribly cold, and last I saw, law enforcement was hosing down some of the protesters to keep them from advancing. So it is a mixed day, but for most of us here, we are celebrating Thanksgiving with family, with friends, with an abundant feast, and sometimes so much busyness that we forget the true underlying purpose of celebrating this day of gratitude. So we're going to go into this a little bit deeper today, but I would like to start with getting grounded. And my little kitty has been this, now good, she's outside. She's been in and out, in and out, and I was hoping she wasn't going to be disturbing me during this moment. So I'm going to actually sit on the floor to get grounded because my mind is already on all of the things that need to be done and baked and prepared for today. And I still have a couple more business things to attend to before closing up the computer. So, but if that's all then, and this is now. So let us dive in. I'd like to have you feel your support system, whatever is holding you up, whether you're standing and you're feeling the floor, or you're sitting and you're feeling your bottom being gently cushioned by whatever is supporting you. If you have the luxury of having something at your back, feel that beautiful support for our spine that helps us to stay upright. And I'm doing some pelvic tilts forward and back just to activate that energy center in the that is our center of power, our center of connection. It's what connects us to loving and our sexuality, as well as our connection in business and creating, and our connection to prosperity. And we just want to make sure that that energy is flowing so that we can feel that we are supported, as well as an open channel for us to allow our essence to be shared with the world. And let's do some deep breaths in. Each time we breathe in this new moment of now, and when we exhale, let go anything that is not now. In through the nose, this moment, and out, not now. And the third one, in through the nose. Tall and straight, oh yes, and out, not now. There is a tribal culture who actually uses that. It's the now and not now as a way of talking about time. And I love that because we tend to say, well, you know, in a few minutes from now, or actually, you know, in 5 years from now. I mean, we have this system and of time and space and planning, and our overactive intellect that wants to get a game plan of what it looks like. And unfortunately, it keeps us in that loop that keeps us away from what is now. Because as soon as we start thinking about something that's not now, it pulls us out. So breathing and feeling and slowing, allowing your breath to soften and lengthen and deepen, and allowing your shoulders to fall down away from your ears so that it really creates a nice long neck for you and me that allows us to express ourselves fully, know our value, and be able to share that with the world. That's what we're here for, to share our unique brilliance and value with the world. And for many women, their necks are so tight, you know, between the tension that we carry and the blocks of all of the children are to be seen and not heard, or girls are to be sweet and kind, and we don't get angry, we don't speak up, we don't rock the boat. And this weekend, when we're with family and friends, especially those that have differing views, it is time for us to open our channel with compassion, with the opportunity to connect, with how can we listen and learn where this person is coming from. So as we finish our check-in and our getting present, I just want to let you know that this is an essential thing to do. Take a minute or two anytime you can during the next three. For me, it's basically 5 days. It's today, tomorrow, the holiday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But there's going to be family, friends, people popping over. My daughters are in town. Hopefully they'll bring their friends by here. I'll get to see them. And lots of time in the kitchen and busyness and cleaning up after meals. And somewhere in there, even if it's when you go to the bathroom, take an extra minute or two and breathe and remember you and connect to you. And now that we've coming from that space, we're coming from the space of being connected and calling in all of our energy and power, it is from this space that let's talk about gratitude. And the other piece is, how do we get out of that rote thing that we do? Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. We do these things. They're automatic. They come out of our system, our mouths, and we aren't necessarily always feeling them. What if there was a way that every time we said thank you, even if it was for somebody passing you the potatoes, that you could truly look them in the eye and say thank you and feel that connection, feel the authentic human connection in that moment? And what if during our blessing, instead of looking down or closing our eyes, we looked around the room at each person at the table and thanked them for being there, for their presence and their unique flavor that they're bringing to this feast, right? It's not just sharing food, but we're sharing our energy, our essences with each other. And my family is a great one for talking over each other. We have 5 conversations going on at once. You can't hear beyond, if you're just somebody like my poor mother with Alzheimer's who can't follow it all anymore, and she just sits there confused and checked out. How can we truly allow one person to talk at a time like there's a talking stick? And everyone listens and focuses on that person and allows them to be seen and heard. This is a challenge for me, because when my family gets together, we've never been taught that. It was our way of hiding. It was our way of not connecting. And I'm really delighted that the group has gotten small enough that we're all going to be at one table today or tomorrow, versus in the past, I know we've been at 2 or 3 tables because we had blended families. You know, we would bring my husband's family over, and sometimes different parents of siblings and their husbands, and it was just a big, huge family gathering, which was lovely, because for one thing, it meant I only had to go to one Thanksgiving meal, and the other is that I got to cook the meal the way I liked it, because I source all my vegetables and my turkey so that I know where it came from and that it's organic and happy turkeys, and I like the menu that I have created throughout the years, which is a blend of my grandmother's and my favorite aunt's and my mother's and now mine. And the tradition allows us all to feel safe. My daughters have their favorites, and everybody knows what to expect. There's something comforting in that, you know. I might change one thing at a time, you know, in a year, but typically it's pretty much the same meal. And since I don't follow a recipe, you never know what you're going to get. But the point is, everything that I'm cooking, I'm doing it with gratitude. So that when people are eating the food, they're not only tasting the food, they're tasting my love and my connection to them. So instead, if you're the person baking or hosting or cleaning your house to have people over or whatever, if we do these actions in terms of, I am so grateful I have friends and family to come over. I'm so deeply thankful for this home that I live in. For heat, because boy, has it gotten cold outside. For shelter. For these beautiful furnishings. For this amazing, tasty whatever. And it's in the energy of that, as we clean and prepare and cook, that we truly are expressing our gratitude and thanks on a level that's way deeper than just saying, thank you, which is still meaningful, but so often so overused that it's not taken in. You know, it's not appreciated or really felt. So that's my goal this weekend, is I'm going to, as people say things, do things, clear the plates, I really want to look at them or put my hand on their arm and say, thank you. I really appreciate you doing this. So I can sit, because I've been standing all day. I hope people clear the table. Or, you know, even sending a thank you note to someone who does something especially amazing in the next 5 days. Thank you notes are now coming back. They're coming back because we miss that connection. It's way deeper than just even an email thanking somebody, which is still a nice and appropriate thing to do. But a phone call or a note where we truly express thanks individually to that person and let them know what that act or thought or them being them, what that means to you. Wow. And I have seen that things shift in the last week already within my family since the election. And I was nervous. We had a birthday party last week, and my brother was going to be there, who I know, we all know, voted in a different direction than the majority of us. And I have no idea where my nephew voted either. But the conversations were real. We talked about some foreign affairs stuff. He didn't know some of the things that I knew. And it was a very enlightening, open conversation. Because sometimes comparing our news sources allows us to put together a different picture of what we both think is real. The other thing is this holiday is about coming together in gratitude. And when we come together with any kind of animosity or chip on our shoulder or inability to share and connect, it hurts not just the two people involved, it hurts the whole family, the whole collective that are there to share the meal. And that connecting, loving conversation of seeing and appreciating each other will allow us to digest our food in a way that our bodies will be so grateful for, instead of the stuffing it all down, not tasting it as much, not allowing our chances to breathe, and enough chewing to allow the enzymes to help us to digest it. You know, nobody likes that feeling of overly stuffedness. And checking in with our body, if we do that in a slower way, we might be able to say, oh, maybe I really don't need a second helping of the sweet potatoes. For me, it's stuffing. God, I love my stuffing. So that's my message for today, and I hope it lands wherever it needs to for you. And I just really deeply want each of you to know who's listening that I treasure you. I value you. I honor you. I appreciate you. And I'm so, so grateful that you are a part of my life. Thank you for being here in whatever way you're a part of my life. I really feel that I have this connection with you, which allows me to grow and expand even further. And if there's anyone else that you think might appreciate hearing my message, please feel free to let them know how they can sign up to be on my website. And there will be a shift in this show next year. I'm trying to figure out how to blend my consulting work, which is more business-focused and professional, with this deeper, more spiritual direction of this Authentic Leadership Academy for Women. And I may have to do two routes. So I may be doing more of a business focus on the one channel and do this one separately. I'd love to hear from you. Is this helpful? Are there certain topics that are important to discuss that are professional as well as this spiritual bend? You know, let me know. So until then, have an amazing week. And we are now in my birth sign. The sun just flipped over into Sagittarius, and I'm less than 1 month until my 60th birthday and when I'll be on an airplane to Australia to spend some time with my daughters. And I am deeply grateful for that experience coming up, but I want to be here in this moment and make sure that I am present between now and December 20th when I get on that airplane. So connect with me if that calls to you, and I look forward to sharing more bits of wisdom and ritual and ways to keep you grounded through the holiday season in the next 4 weeks. Take excellent care. Bye-bye.